There were five figures below her, standing just inside the reception room in a loose box formation. The one in the center was a human male, young-looking, wearing a gray imperial uniform, modified with rings of red and black trim on the collar and cuffs. The other four were imperial stormtroopers.
It was impossible. It had to be.
The elite cadre of stormtroopers was all but extinct, wiped out in the long war against the Empire. And yet, there they were. They stood like stormtroopers. They held their Blastech E-11 blaster rifles like stormtroopers. They wore stormtrooper armor. The young Imperial was looking around the room, his hand resting on the belted DH-17 blaster pistol riding his hip. One of the stormtroopers murmured something, and he looked up.
"Ah," he called. "There you are, Jedi Skywalker. Are you all right?"
"Sure," she called back. "No problem. Why?" "We heard the sound of a lightsaber being activated. With a Jedi, that usually means there's trouble."
"Trouble for whom?" Mara asked pointedly.
"Just trouble in general. Do you need any help getting down from there?" She frowned, stretching out with the Force. It was hard to read a stranger, especially at this distance. But as near as she could tell, he seemed sincere.
"No thanks," Mara said.
"Time for a small, calculated risk. On second thought, you can hold my lightsaber for me.
Here, catch."
She tossed it toward him. The young man stepped forward and deftly caught it. There was no shout of triumph as he held her only defensive weapon in his hand. More importantly, none of the stormtroopers raised his Blastech and started shooting. She shifted her gaze to the control panel in the corridor behind them and stretched out with the Force, activating one of the buttons. Once again, the room began to reconfigure. Mara swung herself over to one of the other columns as hers retracted toward the ceiling, then pushed off and down to grab hold of a swinging wall panel. Three panels later, she landed on the deck.
"Thanks," she said, stretching out her hand to the Imperial, her senses alert for a last-second betrayal.
But he merely handed over her lightsaber, most of his attention on the room itself.
"Impressive," he commented.
"So," she said, "you going to tell me who you are?"
"Oh, I'm sorry."
He stiffened to full attention. "I'm Commander Chakfel, Warrior of the Hand. You may remember meeting my father a couple of years ago."
"Very well," Mara said, smiling tightly at the memory. "I'm sure General Baron Fell remembers me as well."
"With the greatest respect and admiration," Fell assured her. "He asked me to send you his greetings and to tell you he still has hopes that you'll bring your talents to the Empire of the Hand someday."
"Thanks, but I've had my fill of Imperial service," Mara told him.
"So, you knew I was going to be here?"
"I hoped you would be," Fell said.
"Admiral Park told me you and Master Skywalker had been invited, though he wasn't sure you'd be willing or able to come."
"He didn't let you know we'd contacted him a few days ago?"
"No," Fell said. "Of course, we were already on our way. Maybe he didn't think it was worth recalling us at that point."
"Which brings us to the rest of your party," Mara said, looking at the silent stormtroopers.
"Oh, yes."
Fell waved a hand to encompass his escort.
"This is Unit Auric 7 of the Imperial 501st Stormtrooper Legion."
Mara felt her stomach tightening. The Imperial 501st. Vader's personal stormtrooper unit during the rebellion, dubbed Vader's Fist. Its very arrival in a star system had often caused rebel forces and corrupt Imperial officials alike to run for cover. And so, of course, that was the specific unit Park had revived for his Empire of the Hand. That said a lot right there as to how the Admiral was running things.